Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year.
Same to you.
It's been a while since
we've... great to be here.
Since we've talked. Now, of course, I follow your Facebook page very closely, and I saw an item on there that you shared the other day from County Line Magazine, and this is a magazine that reports on East Texas. And it came out with its best of the upper east side of Texas, which I guess means mostly northeast Texas.
Well, that's what she's decided to call it, is the upper east side, which I think is a very clever name.
And sort of echoes the area of New York City that goes by that name as well. Anyway, these are the best of this, the best of that for 2015, and quite a few Greenville outfits made the list.
Very exciting to see how many made the list this year. I have heard, I was not aware of it, but I have heard there was only one last year. And so this is a huge improvement.
Yes, a long list.
In fact,
and you have to take into account that this area that she's the magazine covers covers Tyler, Longview, some much larger cities.
Yes, it does.
Than Greenville. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the first one that I saw was one I was happy to see, and that was CB's Best Hamburger.
Yes, wasn't that great? You know, there's still, for all of us who grew up in Greenville, there's nothing like a good CB's hamburger.
Yeah, what an institution.
Yes.
And opened in 1941, which means it will be 75 years old this year.
Wow. It is. That's true.
This will be the 75th anniversary.
And probably part of the reason they taste so good is it's probably still on the same griddle.
I think that's a good thing.
But, oh, I do too. Absolutely.
Yeah, it probably is. But no, it's the CB's burger is absolutely distinctive. You would
it
know
is.
It. If you picked one up and you didn't know which was which, you would know it. But I wonder if there's a business in Greenville that predates CB's other than maybe the Herald Banner.
Adgison's Florist is the only one I can think of that I know celebrated their 100th anniversary two years ago.
100th anniversary. Well, that definitely predates.
But otherwise, no, it's one of the oldest.
There's not many.
No.
Now, Best Pie went to Ain't Just Pie, which just recently opened in Greenville on the Market Square.
True, but you know, she's been in business for a number of years down in the Quinlan area.
Yeah.
And so she has had years to perfect those pies, and they are unbelievable.
Yeah.
She her mother's pie this year, which of course now she serves in the cafe, actually won the best of show at the state fair this year, lemon chess pie.
Lemon chess.
Oh, and it's so good.
Yeah, yeah, they've done great.
They really have.
In the time they've only been open since, I guess, sometime early fall or maybe late summer or something.
Yeah, I think it was late summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, the pies are just extraordinary. I've never had a bad one.
And then they have breakfast and lunch there and so forth.
But I'm working my way through the pies.
Right. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. And County Line Magazine has announced its best of list for 2015. There's a whole lot of Greenville institutions on this list, and some from also from other areas nearby. Best restaurant, Landon's Winery and Bistro.
I thought that was wonderful that Bob Landon got that recognition.
Mm-hmm. And of course, now they've been around a few years now, but still relatively new in the way we look at things around here. Best queso tamales. Here's one that we're getting off the restaurant area a little bit. Best fishing was Lake Tawakoni.
Well, yeah, the one thing that surprised me about that is I really would have figured it would have been Lake Fork.
Lake Fork, right, would probably have, you would think, have the bigger reputation.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I was delighted to see Lake Tawakoni being recognized for that.
Could have been Lake of the Pines.
Yeah.
You know, around Longview.
Yeah, there's a lot of possibilities. Again, I think it's great.
Best gift shop, Calico Cat, Janine Cunningham's place.
That one, of everything on that list, that's the least surprise to me.
Right.
Because it's a remarkable store, remarkable customer service. I don't know of anything like it, and people drive for miles to shop with her. So I think that is well-deserved recognition.
And she's well-established there, has been there a good while
now. She's over 40 years.
Yeah, I think about that. And best golf course, Webb Hill, outside of Wolf City.
I think that's a hidden gem that many people don't realize what a beautiful and well-maintained course the Ranleys have up there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one that made me very happy to see.
Talk about pies. We go to lunch or dinner there, any kind of event there. Wow, that's pretty good.
Her coconut cream pie is also a thing of wonder.
Really darn, pretty darn good.
Yes, it is.
And then there's some others in Sulphur Springs, Emory, Mount Vernon. There's Winsboro within the listening area of KETR. Okay, so that's something to check out. County Line Magazine, Best of 2015. All of these local Greenville area and others on the list.
I think planned adventures.
Right, absolutely. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with me.
I always enjoy it.
And
thank you.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.